Eric, we started here with strikes in Gaza that we reported on this morning, then reported on strikes inside Israel, and I understand now there's more Israeli strikes into Gaza.
That's right. This just coming in, an Israeli military spokeswoman says they hit a van carrying a Palestinian rocket launching cell that was on its way to fire more rockets. But according to Palestinian medical officials, the strike killed 9 people, including several civilians and 2 children. No official response from the Palestinian side yet, but doctors say there are some civilians, and details are still a bit sketchy at this time.
We have to note that the Israeli strikes into Gaza have not stopped the strikes from Gaza into Israel. Do the Israelis have any other options here?
Well, Steve, on a few occasions, Israel has sent its special force commando teams into Gaza for quick-hit ground attacks. That could certainly continue. And an Israeli military source says some, but certainly not all, in the army command are exploring the option of creating some kind of buffer zone in North Gaza if the rocket fire continues. That would mean a ground operation and re-entering Gaza with heavy armored and infantry units. But that move really carries huge risks, both politically for the Israeli government and for the new defense minister, Amir Peretz, who's from the more dovish Labor Party. And there would also be big risks, Steve, for casualties on both sides, including civilians in this densely populated area, the towns in northern Gaza.
Okay, thanks very much, Eric. That's NPR's Eric Westervelt in Jerusalem now.